Wednesday night at will be August 30th, a tropical beach party on St. Francis Street from Stems Forest to Husband Insurance Agency. And Forest and Friday food truck nights to help Team Food Pantry will be August 18th at the Knights Grounds. You can visit ForestandMow.com for more details on summer fun in Forest.
Hi, I'm Ken from Ram Roofing and Windows. Are you looking for replacement windows this summer? If you are, you should know that Pella windows are the best and most energy efficient windows on the market. Pella windows are Energy Star rated in all 50 states and come with a lifetime warranty on all of their products. Well, Ram Roofing and Windows is an official Pella window contractor. What does that mean for you? That means we get special pricing from Pella and we pass those savings down to you. In addition, we will not send the pushy, high-pressure salesman only interested in making the sale and getting a commission. Instead, I will personally visit with you, give you a free no-obligation proposal. Since we are not paying a commission, we also pass those savings down to you. Nobody can beat our prices on Pella windows and doors. Give us a call today, 314-726-7663. That's 726-7663, and see how affordable Pella windows can be for your home. That's 726-7663. Ram Roofing and Windows.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%. APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Are you hungry, thirsty, want to shoot some darts, billiards, or play a little keno? How about karaoke? Dillon Sports Pub and Grill in Arnold, Missouri is open 365 days a year. We open at 6 a.m. every day. We're open on Sundays. We never close. Home of the perfect Bloody Mary, breakfast pizza, and some amazing wings, or biscuits and gravy. Dillon's is the last place on earth that you can eat, drink, and smoke. Located just 5 minutes south of 55 270. Friend us on Facebook and you might receive a free appetizer with your food and beverage purchase. Tell them Big E sent you.
M&M Golf Cars is celebrating. And why, you ask? Well, because they're opening their fifth location, and right now is the time to buy that golf car that you've always been dreaming about. Experience the best in personal transportation vehicles with the new Onward line from Club Car. You'll love the Onward's dynamic stability and handling, superior comfort, and the way you can customize them to fit your lifestyle. M&M Golf Cars is located at 131 North Central Drive in O'Fallon, Missouri. Online at mmgolfcars.com.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in DePere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
That's cool sounding music. It's got a little Christmassy feel to it. That'll cool you out. Well, it's time to talk about your Dougie or Kitty or iguana.
Hamster.
Hamster. Does anybody have a ground? Nobody has a groundhog for a pet, do they?
I don't think so.
Guinea pig, though.
How does that groundhog at Punxsutawney Phil not bite those people? Those things are mean.
I know.
We'll talk to Dr. Doug about it. Dr. Doug would be Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend. If you have a pet and you have a question or you're thinking about getting a pet, well, I'd like to have a parrot, but I hear they might outlive me. Yeah, they will. That too, you ask him that. From most cell phones, star KTRS, which is star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Window World. And now, here to help you with your pet or your decision to buy or not buy one is Dr. Doug Pernico.
Hey, how is everyone today?
Doctor, have you ever had a day where you just don't, you feel weird. You're kind of sad
like
and you're confused.
Day, and then I realized I was AM in the PM.
And that snapped you out. And that snapped him out of it.
Well, that made me feel so good.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when the weather's so horrible. I mean, it's great to have sunshine, but, you know, the first thing I've got to mention before we get started is that this heat is such a concern. I say it every year, but these animals are so prone to heat exhaustion that you want to be careful. And people that like to run with their dogs...
run them hard, because...
No, run them hard.
That's right.
So you have to be before sunset or before sunrise or after sunset when the temperatures get more normal, and you have to be careful to watch for signs of heat stress. And that can be anything from just they stop and they start hyperventilating or...
Nobody walks their cat, do they?
Not really.
What's
that
about?
To do. Cats always seem to find a way to protect themselves. They either find a water source or someplace shaded.
No, but I mean walk exercise. You walk a dog.
All on a leash.
But you don't walk a cat. Because you can't, because they're too stubborn and obstinate and independent. And they're not going to go where you want to go.
Exactly.
And they don't need exercise because they leap up on top of the refrigerator and stuff. They get all kinds of super exercise with all that jumping they do.
Yeah, they're pretty cool doing their own thing.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's good advice. Remember, dogs and cats are human, too. Well, actually, they're not.
In my world, they kind of are.
Well, they kind of are. To you, they're like people.
My wife says, you don't kiss me, but you make out with the dog all the time. I said, well, he knows how to approach me. So...
See, again,
he's always happy to see you wagging his tail.
Again, I would not have let the people know you make out with the dog.
I don't think I would have used my outside voice.
Not on the first date, on the second date.
So now you're saying you date animals. See, that doesn't sound
my
right.
My own animals, yeah.
Oh, okay, the ones that you're your own pets. Oh,
right.
Date them.
Okay.
Wow,
that's weird.
Yeah, that's normal.
Right.
That's really normal. All right, we have calls. I say we get to them. We'll start with Rudy. When I was a kid, I had a book about Rudy Kazooty, and that's all I remember was the character's name was Rudy Kazooty. Rudy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, how you doing?
Hey, good, Rudy. How are you, sir?
First of all, I'm AM and the PM.
That is important.
And secondly, I'm doing wonderful. I've got a kind of a serious question and kind of a curiosity, silly question. First with a serious question, I've got a rescue dog. He's part lab and pointer, and he's just the greatest little dog. It's a male. He's a little over a year old. And I was wondering, I'm being serious, I wonder if there's vets that can do, I want to get him fixed, but is there ones where they don't totally remove the testicles? Is there such a thing where they, almost like a guy getting a vasectomy, is there vets that will do that, or do the boys have to come off altogether?
Well, no, you can actually offer that procedure, and I don't know anyone specifically that does it, but I can't imagine that it would be all that difficult. And the other possibility, I know it sounds crazy, is I've heard of people, again, I haven't done this, but I've heard of people that actually put nudicles back in, so they're false testicles.
Yeah, I've heard of that, too. Because I had a dog years ago. I took him to the vet, had his boys removed, and I swear it did something to him. I mean, he just...
Well, that would do something to me.
Absolutely.
Rudy, do you play football? You sound like a macho big guy.
Well, I kind of am. I've actually met Frank a couple times in person at some of the Johnny Landolf events. I'm about 6'1", about 250. I used to play football in my younger days.
You know what? I remember you. I kicked your ass at Johnny Landolf.
You did. And then... and, 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 And then you made a comment, you like my wife's hair. She's a little Mexican gal, and you liked her hair. Her name was Reina.
Well,
I wish I had your hair. And then you did
it's Reina, cats, and dogs.
That wasn't even funny.
That was there, so I couldn't defend myself.
I'm a guy who appreciates pretty women and pretty hair, so I'm sure I did say something like, thanks for not beating me up when I complimented your wife.
You were the gentleman. She got the biggest kick out of that. We had the most fun at that. There was a Johnny Londoff deal here about a year or so ago, and we had the best time. But my silly question was, these dogs, like sheep dogs, these cattle dogs, have these big, hairy faces, and you can't even see their eyes. How in the heck do those dogs even see?
They can see, but, you know, in this kind of weather especially, it's better to kind of trim them down and get them down.
I think he's got a great question, though, because not far from us, there used to be a big sheep dog. That thing would chase cars and run out on the street. Honestly, I never saw the dog's eyes. It was just a bunch of hair.
Yeah, they could probably see. Don't you remember the Beatles days when all the cats had long hair and they could walk straight?
And I was just curious. I guess they can see through the hair, I guess, but it always amazed me.
If you're serious about wanting to do that kind of surgical procedure and preserve the physical testicle, I can look into it and see how. I imagine it's not very difficult. So give me a call sometime afterwards or talk to your vet. Either one of us can probably help you.
Rudy, can I just ask you why it matters if he has, like, fake testicles or no testicles?
Well, because the last time I did it, he had no testicles, and I swear that dog was never the same after that. And this little dog, he's about a little over a year old. He's got the best little spirit. He's a great dog. He loves everybody. He never meets a person he doesn't love. And I hate the thought of just that happening again.
Don't you think he'll know the ones that are there? Or wait a minute, these are not my original.
Exactly.
He might even be madder.
I don't think he'll have a personality change, Rudy. I just don't see that. We do lots of these dogs, and they end up, how old? You said it's a year old, so especially being a little bit older, he's already got to know who he is.
You know what happened, Rudy? You had the wrong vet do it. That's what happened.
I think his name was Kevorkian, but I can't remember.
Wait till your little dog does something really bad, and then take him in and have those removed, and then he'll never do that again.
But that's a one-time punishment. You can't redo that punishment.
Yeah, but Dan's got a point. You know, if you and that dog would go, you know what? The last time I did that, something bad happened.
Well, it's like the comedian talks about. My dog won't get. I took my dog. He's 11 to go for rides. Then I took him in and had that procedure. And he never wanted to get in that car again after that.
Well, that's you can't blame him.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. Dr. Doug, thank you, Frank, and the team. I love you guys.
Rudy,
I love you guys in a sexual way. Just. So.
Rudy, say hi to your wife.
Raina, hello, I love you.
No, for me. No, for me. Say hi to your wife, for me.
Dan's ripped off on me.
You know what, Rudy, I'll do it myself. Raina, I love you. Okay.
Listen, all right.
Thank you, Rudy.
I love you guys. Have a good day. Bye now.
You know, one of the great things about this audience is the men share their women with me.
Yeah.
I love that. And now, speaking of ladies, and they dig Dr. Doug, here's Marcia. Marcia, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Marcia. How are you, honey?
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging.
Uh-oh.
Okay. My question is about this arrest of Lee Collar.
Yes.
I've been trying to research it a little bit, and I'm seeing real positive and then some super negative things about, you know, allergies and reactions and death and all kinds of things.
I haven't, and we've been using a lot of it in the last couple of years, and I have not seen. The only thing I heard one time was they just said, well, it seemed like the Bravecto, one of the chewable tablets, was better. But we haven't seen that, but it's always possible that you'll get a particular animal whose skin's going to be sensitive to it.
Marcia, where was the source? Where did you read that?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it goes back to fake news again. A company who makes a competing product and hates that this product is so successful will post crap like that.
Sometimes it's just, you know, an individual pet owner who just, for whatever reason.
It's like the one guy who got a bad Chevrolet, okay, or a bad Ford, or whatever. Well, I'm not ever getting one of those. You just happen to get that one, you know?
Yeah. So I'm still in love with the product, and certainly there are other choices. So if you're unhappy, or you think you might be unhappy with it, talk to your vet about an alternative. There's plenty of them out there.
Yeah, I want to try it, and I even booked on Amazon, and then I saw reviews on Amazon where some people are even warning against fake products, I guess, with the same name. And the ones from that I looked on Amazon, it says ships from France, ships from Italy. I mean,
yeah, those I wouldn't be comfortable with, because you don't know. Sometimes these products are sent out of state after they go past their limit, and they get repackaged and brought back into the States into a secondary market. So I would say get it from your veterinarian. You know it's going to be legitimate and real. It's coming right from the manufacturer.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you. Actually, that is a really good point. When they do ship from overseas, it would be so easy to take any medication, any product.
They do
once
this.
It's expired and the strength is not there, put in a brand new box, sell it all over again to somebody who wouldn't know. That's something people don't think about. I saved a lot of money. Let's get Gary in here. Gary, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Doug. This is Gary. Yeah.
Hey, Gary, how are you, sir?
All right. As you can tell, I got a little bit of trouble with my speaking, so be patient with me here.
Oh, Gary, I got news for you. No, we don't. You sound fine to us.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, good. Thank you. I've got a beagle.
What?
Right.
Just kidding.
You're cool.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gary.
I've got a... I've got a beagle mix. She's about 7 pounds. I've had her for about 8 weeks. We estimate she's about 3 years old. We had her spayed. The place we got her from, she had been eating a lot of cat food, which you know what cat food does to dogs, right? It's not good.
Yeah, makes them meow.
Hey, worse than that, it makes them squirt. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I've been feeding her solid. There it is. Uh-huh. I've been feeding her solid food, and she's been doing good. Her bowel movements, she goes basically once a day, and she'll go once, and it's solid, and then she'll strain and strain and strain, and the last bit of it is just like a fluid. It's kind of red, but it's not really blood.
Oh my
God. I don't know if it smells or not. No, I mean, I haven't got down there and sniffed it or anything, you know.
Gary.
I'm just saying, you know.
I just want to get all the information before dinner.
Right.
Even your dog doesn't hear him barking. Yeah. He doesn't want to be telling people.
Stop telling the story.
Stop telling
you.
People that stuff about me.
So, you know, I would still make sure and check some intermittent fecal samples. It could be the food. It could be just something that's kind of normal for the cat. Are you using a dry food alone or a wet food, too?
It's a dog.
It's a dog, Dr.
The dog that ate cat food.
Yeah. Beagle.
Okay. It was eating the cat food. That's the deal.
Right.
So I would make sure and check. There are some parasites that don't always show up the first time in a fecal exam, and you can have some kind of repeated kind of random sampling. And if that doesn't work, some people will blanket worm with a product called Panacure, which your vet has, that could be useful to rule out any kind of hidden parasitism. And then the other things to look for would be the specific product you're using, because there are some diets that are better for more sensitive tummies. And a lot of our, if you get something that's grain-free and unusual proteins, those are the products the dogs do really well on.
Right. I'm feeding her one of the higher...
Is that the dog barking right now?
No, that's in my background, actually. Yeah, that's in Dr. Doug's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm feeding her one of the higher
quality
science.
Yeah, it's not so much that. It could be a good food, and it might be that your dog is particularly sensitive. So talk to your veterinarian about one of the low allergen or the low sensitivity diets, and there are a lot of them available. And that might be all you need to do to make that change good. But I would check the poopy, and I would also just let your dog...
Poopy? What are we, in kindergarten? 1 minute you're talking about fecal this and vomit and anal glands, and then poopy...
I'm going through a change in life. It's okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Get that done. Have your vet do a good physical exam and make sure you're ruling out all the silly stuff.
Okay, well, you can just refer to it as, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, thank
you. There.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. For listening. I don't like the word fecal or feces.
That's why I said poopy.
Well, I don't like that either. That's too childish. But oh, my goodness. Hang on, because if I don't write this down, what you just reminded me.
Hold
on. No.
Oh.
So we can't say caca either.
What?
Caca.
Oh, you can say that. Fecal and feces, first of all, sounds like faces. I don't want a word that really is similar to my face that is doo-doo. And then fecal sounds like people or something cute or funny. Fecal, tickle. It's too cutesy. We should have never had those words. That's all. We need to eliminate them. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Let's take another call from Bob. Bob, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm good. We lost a cat. Well, our cat passed away. She was 17 years old, and she was a great pet.
Good.
But we always kind of wanted a dog and a cat at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So we're thinking about getting a kitten and maybe a rescue cat that's a rescue dog that's okay with cats.
All right, now I have another idea. Try getting a dog to do it with a cat and produce a cat dog or a dat, or some people call it a cog. It's both.
There was a cartoon. Frank,
yeah. I think Frank is really sick today.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Bob, you are absolutely right. I don't know what's wrong with me today. Dan, what were we going to say? Somebody did that?
No, there was a cartoon called Cat Dog, and they were...
Anyway, if you guys wouldn't mind, anyway, put Dr. Doug back on the phone.
Yeah, that's here. A good idea. Doctor, say hi to Bob. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Bob, go ahead.
All right. So what do you think? Like I say, I kind of want to raise them together. Or, you know, young, I wouldn't mind having a rescue dog. Maybe a female that would tolerate cats and a kitten. So what do you think about my theory there?
Well, I don't think it's a bad problem at all. A lot of people do that. And, you know, you just have to kind of, most cats are pretty smart. They're going to pick up, so they'll adapt. So I would get just a sweet dog. And a lot of these rescue programs will cat test them to make sure that they're not cat sensitive. And
with the cat we had wasn't, when she was a little kitten, we never had her around any other animals, so she would not tolerate any dogs or any other cats in the house.
I'd probably get the dog first, and I'd find a nice, settled dog, and again, make sure that they cat test it, and then bring a kitten in, and then the kitten's going to adapt
to
the
then.
Dog.
Okay, cool.
That's the way I would
That's
do it.
A better idea than my idea of breeding a cat and a dog.
Yeah, I think that's against the that's in the Bible, I think.
It probably is.
Bob, thank you very much.
Thank you for listening.
All right. Be good, Bob.
I'll let you go. Yeah. Frank, you might want to lay down or something.
I'm going to take a nap. Thank you. Let me see a doctor. If you could breed, let's say you could create something that was half cat, half dog. What part would you want to be the dog? I'd want the cat to bark because I like that burglar at the door.
Right?
Scare him.
The cat, they have a cat face and a head, and then that barks.
Barks and use a litter box. Now you got something.
And a dog.
You got a litter box.
I'd like the dog part to have the cat's physical mobility and plasticity.
Yes.
Jump and
leap and jump.
Very athletic.
You know what? Let's start to work. You got a laboratory at your place?
I can do that, yeah.
Let's get to work on this.
I
believe we're out of time, and I hate that we are.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, doctor.
No. You mentioned earlier that you... Yeah. The callers like to share their wives with you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm more than willing.
You can do the Henning Youngman, take my wife, please. Is that what you can do?
Yeah. Please. I'll send her over tonight.
Yeah, you're sick too. Thank you, doctor.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Your pet's best friend. And the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, brought to you by Window World. Nothing worse than wanting to look out the window to check on your little dog or cat out in the yard. You can't even see out the window. I hate it when that happens. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Man, you know, every once in a while, there's a joke that I want to tell so bad.
You can or you can't,
I'm trying to figure out a way to replace a word, and I cannot do it. And he reminded me of it when he, all right, I'll come close.
Okay. Oh, boy.
It's the one where this couple has a little boy, and he's five, and he's getting ready to go to grade school, you know, first grade. And his dad's having a talk with him, and he says, well, son, you know, now you're a big boy now. You're going to school. And he goes, yeah. He says, I'm going to take the bus, but the first day, mommy is putting me in the car. And he says, now, son, you know what? Let's stop that baby talk. Car. No more car. No more choo-choo when you see a train. Oh, look at you. It's a train. You're a young man now. You're going to school. You're going to have to, stop the baby talk. He says, okay, dad. He goes, no. Okay, dad. The kid says, okay, dad. Off he goes to school. And comes back home from the first day of school. He says, well, how was school, son? He said, it was great. He said, they've got a bathroom for boys and the girls. And I had to go wee-wee. He said, the son? No. You had to go to the bathroom, or you had to urinate. Okay, I had to urinate, and I'm a big boy now, and I put my pee-pee back in my pants. He goes, no. You put your penis back in your pants. You're going to have to learn. You're in school now. You're a young man. Next day at school, he comes home. His dad, so how was school? He said, it was great, Dad. He said, well, what'd you do? He said, the teacher read to us. She read a really neat story. He said, what was it? He said, it was a character called Winnie the Turd.
Now, see, the real joke
is Winnie the Essay.
Mm-hmm. You could have said that.
Not good. No. It was not the same. You got to say the word. So the kid was thinking, see, this is the same poo. That's a pretty good joke. But I can't tell it. So edit that out, because I'm not even going to tell that version. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, that is the official Chevy dealer, car dealer of the large morning show in the afternoon. We run a lot of car commercials here, and other radio stations run them, and I hear other people on the radio, and not often. I rarely listen to the radio, very rarely, but every once in a while I go, well, let's see what's going on out there. It takes me about 10 minutes to realize that the crap they're running is just as bad as most of the stuff we run, and the commercials they're running are the same. You know, it's not just us. That's what people run.
What do you think
advertisers have the right to run that garbage.
What do you think about this line for Johnny Londoff?
What?
The deals are as hot as the weather.
Dan, just edit that out. Let's just keep talking. Now, I did get an email, and this is the reason this is unusual. This is an email from two people who share an email. This is a couple of gay gentlemen who listen, and here's what they write. Dear Frank, on behalf of me and my partner, we just want you to know how much we like the show, how much we love Dan's harmonica playing, and please, please don't make it too long before we again get to hear you and Peon sing the Johnny Londoff jingle and Dan play the harmonica.
Oh.
Always listening. Thank you so much. And
what was their name? You said two?
It's a gay couple.
Oh.
They've signed it at the bottom. It's from Gerald Fitzpatrick and Patrick Fitzgerald.
There is something wrong with you.
I say we grant them their wish and honor the request. Peon, let's get it. Right. Give us a note, Dan. Got it. One, two.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet by the low overhead way.
We dragged that last note out just to change it up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pat and Gerald. Jerry, don't mind if I call you Jerry. Thanks for the email. We appreciate that. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. What do you want to know? What, they sell Chevrolets, okay? What does Chevy make? They make trucks. They make cars. They make big SUVs, small SUVs. We have a Tahoe. We have a 2015 Tahoe. This may be the longest I've ever gone without buying a new car. There are a couple of reasons for that. I think the newest car we have is 3 years old. We have a couple of that are 3 years old. A couple of reasons for that. They're a little personal, but there's another reason, too. The two that I have that are 2015s are still, like, brand new. One, I keep cars really nice. Two, these cars are hard to wear out. It's hard to, you'd have to really, you'd have to be peon, okay, and just not care, trash the car, you don't care if it's dirty. If you just sort of take care of them and change the oil, you get a lot of great use out of these vehicles and mileage. And I've had everything. You know that song, I've been everywhere, man? I could do a song, I've had every car, man. I've had every, because I have. I've had really inexpensive, my least expensive car that I ever bought was $300. And the most expensive, I won't even tell you the amount because I'm embarrassed to tell you because it's so much. But everything in between. And in a way, I kind of feel bad for the car industry because you don't sell people a new car. If they're buying it because one wore out, you're going to be waiting a while. Because if you treat a car right and change the oil, my goodness, 200,000 miles, this is not that unusual. But most people get tired of the color, tired of they just something new. New things come out, new options come out, new electronics. So they do sell cars. And some people buy them every year. That's not many people. Some 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. I don't care if you buy a car every year, every 10 years. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. If you'll consider a Chevy, then we'd ask you to please consider looking at them at Johnny Londoff. And if you won't consider a Chevy, I'd ask you, why not? Why? How long has it been since you got in a brand new Chevy pickup or a Suburban or a Tahoe or a Cruiser? Get in there. Play with everything. See what they have to offer. Drive it. Feel it. Smell it. You can't do that online. You can start online, you can shop online, but I'm the guy who wants to get in there and I want to see how it fits, how I fit it. Okay? Johnny Londoff, that's it. The invitation is there. The rest is up to you. Johnny, they'll treat you like they should treat anybody who's AM in the PM. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 North County, 24/7 at Londoff.com. Meet me.
All right, let's see how traffic looks right now with Tim Weiland.
Looks like they cleared the accident on northbound Lindbergh at Charbonnier, but you're jammed up a little bit north of Highway 270 all the way up through New Florissant. There is a new accident on southbound Highway 270 just south of Highway 44. They have moved it off to the right shoulder, but it's pretty solid from Highway 40 to where this accident is, and everything after that opens up through Highway 55. You have eastbound 44 slowing now west of Jefferson up to 55 to the Poplar Street Bridge, and on eastbound 40, you're slowing still Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Kent Martin, KTRS News.
KTRS News.
Trevor Phillips, KTRS News.
Jill Enters, KTRS News.
Rick Sanborn, KTRS News.
In partnership with Fox 2 News.
Reporting live here in East Carondelet, Rocky Madden, Fox 2 News.
Live in St. Louis County, Michelle Medeiros, Fox 2 News.
Live at City Hall, Andy Banker, Fox 2 News.
Keep you connected to what's happening in our area. KTRS. Depend on it.
Credit card debt is like quicksand. Once you fall into it, it's almost impossible to get out. That's because once they've trapped you, the credit card companies keep sucking you deeper into debt with outrageous interest rates and fees. But now you can pull yourself out of debt just by reaching for your phone and calling Credit Associates. If you owe $5,000 or more on your credit cards and you can't afford to pay off your debt, you don't have to. Let us settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. We'll even show you how much you could save. For free information, call 1-800-900-1802. You can get completely free from debt faster than you ever imagined without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your debt. So reach for your phone and pull yourself out of debt with this life-changing free information from Credit Associates. 1-800-900-1802. That's 1-800-900-1802.
Even in uncertain times, we must not neglect to appreciate the freedoms we all enjoy and the brave men and women who protect those freedoms. Ernie Paddy Collision salutes our armed forces, our police, firefighters, and paramedics who protect us, our communities, and our country. Ernie Paddy Collision is proud to serve St. Louis for over 30 years, providing full-service collision and mechanical repair using the latest technology and equipment to restore your vehicle to its original condition. Our iCar-trained technicians are just a phone call or click away. A direct repair shop for most insurance companies and car dealers, Ernie Paddy is your one-stop auto collision, engine, and tire center, providing the highest quality guarantee on workmanship for all repairs. Free pickup and delivery with 24-hour towing available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. For directions and to follow the daily progress of your vehicle repairs online, go to ErniePettyCollision.com. Saluting our great country and all who honor and support the men and women who allow us our freedoms. Thank you for your service.
Tired of spending a fortune for your razor blades? Tired of getting the jaws of life to open up the package that you spent a fortune on? Well, I got a solution for you. Harry's Razors. Make the switch. So many people are going to Harry's.com and ordering Harry's Razors. They last forever. The handle, the razor itself is great. The blades are great. The shaving cream is great. Here's the offer for you. Can't get any better than this. Harry's.com will send you a razor, a cartridge, shaving cream, and the post-shave bomb for $0.00. I would offer you a money-back guarantee, but you're not spending any money. Harry's.com. Put the promo code in KTRS. $0.00. You pay just $3 for shipping, and you will see what everyone's talking about. Harry's.com. Promo code KTRS. A razor, the blade, the shaving cream, and the post-shave bomb. Harry's.com. Promo code KTRS for free.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers you won't find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%. Get convenient, fast delivery and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly in Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome to tell you about a hidden gem in the jewelry world, Timekeepers. Timekeepers is a quaint family store featuring three generations of buying, selling, appraising, and repair of fine jewelry, timepieces, and rare collectibles. Timekeepers are located in the heart of Clayton and in West County on Olive. You can browse through their many one-of-a-kind jewelry items, music boxes, unique watches, and more. For hours and directions, go to timekeepersclayton.com or timekeepersstl.com.
This is John Shea from the Inside Out Show.
And I'm Dave Sherwood.
John Shea and David Sherwood will not be in the studio this Saturday.
We're off instead of being on?
Instead, they'll be broadcasting live from Tease Farm and Greenhouses, where you can get homegrown fresh produce, including tomatoes and sweet corn, plus summer blooms, shrubs, and fertilizers at the Garden Center. That's Tease Farm and Greenhouses, 4215 North Hanley Road at I-70.
Please join us. This is the Inside Out Show. John Shea. And
David Sherwood.
Come on out this Saturday.
Live on location on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank
Things are so different today. Kids have turned down snack time trades because of Go-Go Squeeze. Just 100% orchard fresh apples and other wholesome fruit. Kids love it, and so will yours. Go-Go Squeeze.
Did you know that approximately 10% of our population is at risk for addiction to a mood-altering substance? If you or someone you care about has had difficulty with alcohol or drug misuse, Centerpoint Hospital can help. Centerpoint Hospital is St. Louis's only private treatment center for addictions to alcohol, prescription drugs, opioids, and other mood-altering substances. Addiction is treatable, and with most major insurances accepted, Centerpoint Hospital can help get you or your loved one on the road to recovery. Contact CenterpointHospital.com right now.
Brought to you by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, proud sponsor of the St. Louis Football Club. For the best selection and price on quality name brand tires, and for expert professional automotive service, make your first choice Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for details.
All right, we've had some issues out there this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland with a look at traffic.
Dan, they continue right now, Dan. We've got some kind of incident on northbound Highway 55. It's between Park and the Poplar Street Bridge. That's what's causing a big backup there onto 44 and 44 west of Jefferson. Now westbound 44 is now slowing as you approach Jamison through Shrewsbury where they're doing the road work. You have southbound 270 still working with that accident south of Highway 44. It's on the right shoulder, but now we're running slow from Olive all the way down. Westbound 70, a couple slow pockets between 170 and Air Flight, and then again from Lindbergh through St. Charles Rock Road and eastbound Highway 270. That's slow now east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care. No one wants to be the sweaty guy at work, right? So pick up some new Dove Men Plus Care. 91% of guys who use it recommend it. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota,
You tell him, Johnny. Johnny Cash, a man in black. Yeah, we're about to introduce, I think he's trying, honest to goodness, to go everywhere. And he's doing a pretty good job. His name is Bill Cleveland. He's got some suggestions, as he always does, or a suggestion about where you might want to go, because it is summertime, and the living is easy. And it's vacation time, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Please welcome Bill Cleveland.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
Oh, no, great, Bill. That's a great song. You never hear that song. Summertime and the living is easy. Cotton's high and there's something that's came in the words. How you doing? I'm weirded out today, and I don't know.
Well, I was going to say,
Something's wrong with me. I may be having some kind of a stroke or something.
Well, yeah. Then maybe you should have a stroke every day. I think the show is pretty good today.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Throw that out there.
Hey, I'm sure at a certain point it will catch up with you.
Yeah. It might. So we'll all enjoy. Well, I thought on a hot summer day, why don't we head to the Ben and Jerry's World Headquarters in Waterbury, Vermont. It's contagious.
You know what? You're having one, too. Except yours is not funny. Yeah, that's a great idea.
It is. You can tour the factory. They make 120,000 pints a day at the World Headquarters. You can tour the plant. It's a very cool place. One flavor at a time, by the way, 120,000 pints. You'll get to sample whatever they happen to be making.
Can I tell you that does not sound like as much to me as I would expect, 120,000 pints?
Yeah, I don't know why it's not more, but yeah. I guess they, but yeah, that's, that is what
maybe
it
that's
is.
What makes it appealing. You can't get it, you know, just everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Ben and Jerry, kind of an interesting story. They met in seventh grade. They were running track together in seventh grade and became friends. They actually wanted to start making bagels as a business as they got older, but the equipment was too expensive for them. They wound up, end up making ice cream, as you know. If you do tour the World Headquarters, behind the headquarters, they have what they call a flavor graveyard. So this is where they do sort of a ceremony every time they put one of these flavors to bed, so to speak, and they don't make it anymore. It's kind of a fun little thing you could check out. If you want to be an employee, employee, you get three pints free every single day as long as you're an employee.
No
at,
kidding.
At Ben and Jerry's.
Are their employees really fat?
No. I don't know. No, they all seem to be in good shape, but they do get there. They hand them off to family and friends.
And how much do they get?
Or you get sick and tired of it.
And they get one, three pints a day? That's a lot.
Yeah. They also have what they call a team of flavor gurus. So these are the guys and gals that create all of the flavors. And how this works is they go on what they call trend trek trips every year. And they basically order every single dessert at local restaurants all over the country. Trying to find new food trends and flavors. So kind of a fun place. Real quick little trivia for you. There's a cow, as you probably know, on all of the packaging. If you've ever had Ben and Jerry's, you see the cow. The cow actually has a name. Its name is Woody. He was named after the artist that drew it back in 1983. So there you go. A cool place to go on a hot summer day. And quickly, tomorrow, if you're watching TV, if you're near TV, 10 a.m., yours truly will be at the Gateway Arch on the Show Me St. Louis program.
Stop.
So you want to check that out. Yeah.
Stop lying.
Because I included the Gateway Arch as one of my 100 things to do in America before you die. So you'll see us. We'll go up in the arch. I guess there are people listening who have never been up in the arch. I guess that's possible.
Of course there are. When is this and what channel?
10 a.m., Channel 5, Show Me St. Louis. Dana Dean and I go up there, and we had kind of a fun time putting that together. So hopefully you'll enjoy it.
Well, you know, folks, people have wondered, what does that Bill Cleveland look like? Here's your chance. Here's your chance tomorrow. Well, I hope you have a big audience for that.
All right. I am Bill Cleveland on the road and on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
What channel did he say?
5.
It's just, I don't know. If you could just got like 11.2 or something, where you have a big audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. He'll work his way up, maybe. Thompson Price. Maybe I should try to write a song about Thompson Price. Maybe not right now.
You know. Today might not be the day for that.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Or
maybe work on it tonight for tomorrow.
It might be the day.
There's a guy in the kitchen bathroom business. He's so nice. I'm sure you'd like to know his name. It's Thompson Price. See, now that just right there. That's not bad.
Not bad.
That's not. Dan, let's put that to some harmonica. There's a man in the kitchen bathroom business. He's so nice. I'm sure you'd like to know his name. It's Thompson Price. Hey, there it is. That's how jingles are created. Yeah. Tom, you owe me $3,000 for 6 months' use, and then there's a reuse fee. He's a nice guy, but that's good, but you don't really care about that unless he's a nice guy and his people know what they're doing and he knows what he's doing and you end up with the perfect kitchen or bathroom. You will, okay? I'm telling you, they did our kitchen. They've done every bathroom in our house all over about a 15-year period spread out. No disappointments. You will be beyond happy. You will get every dollar's worth. Make sure that the word, the name, Price, is in at least one of the companies you talk to when you decide to completely remodel your kitchen or bathroom.